Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Monday, August 2nd. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and laist.com. Here's your morning news. Los Angeles County continues to see a surge of new coronavirus infections. Yesterday, health officials reported 3,045 new cases. It's the fourth day in a row they've reported at least 3,000 infections. They say the number of people in the hospital due to COVID-19 is also on the rise, increasing by another 25 to total nearly 1,100 patients countywide. UC Davis researchers are now at work on a new COVID clinical trial, this one studying the possible benefit of a booster shot of the Pfizer vaccine. Dr. Timothy Albertson is leading the new trial, which involves 60 of the 225 people who were studied last year when the Pfizer vaccine was tested as part of a nationwide effort. He says his gut feeling is the question will not be whether we need booster shots, but how often.
Having watched the amount of variance, the mutagenicity of this virus, the ability for it to change shape and trick us as humans, makes me think that we will be dealing with this just like we have had to deal with the influenza virus.
Dr. Albertson says that likely means yearly booster shots to ward off COVID for the foreseeable future. The clinical trial at UC Davis is all part of a huge study of 40,000 patients worldwide with volunteers who were carefully chosen. Will Republicans retake the governor's office in California? Recent electoral history in other states may give a clue. Here's KPCC's John Raby.
It's rare nowadays to see governors win elections on adversarial ground, making a Republican upset in this Democratic stronghold seem implausible. But Republican governors have defied the odds in the solidly Democratic Vermont, Massachusetts, and Maryland. But the circumstances don't square neatly with California, starting with the shadow of Trump. Those three Republican victors emphatically distance themselves from Trump. But here in California, the leading GOP candidates have supported or have ties to Trump, who is wildly unpopular here outside the base. And the Newsom campaign's Stop the Republican Recall slogan tries to cast the election as a solely partisan effort. In the recall election, if a majority of voters approve Newsom's removal, the candidate who gets the most votes on the second question becomes governor. So it's possible a winner could emerge with as little as 20% of the vote. I'm John Raby.
In Los Angeles, transportation systems are failing women. That is according to a new city study released over the weekend. KPCC's Ryan Fonseca has more.
Researchers focused on three LA neighborhoods, Sun Valley, Watts, and Sawtelle, and they found a lot of barriers to getting around, particularly for black and brown women. Those include worries about safety, longer distances to get where they needed to go, and few trips just to do something fun. Women from those communities were also injured and killed in traffic crashes at higher rates, a result of decades of underinvestment in safety upgrades in lower-income neighborhoods. Officials recommended several strategies to make travel more equitable. Those include designing transit services for women caregivers and improving access to cars in some communities. I'm Ryan Fonseca.
You can read more about these problems and proposed solutions in Ryan's story on LAist.com. Several LA County beach areas near LA International Airport continue to exceed state standards for bacteria in the water. The Department of Public Health said last night the warning for areas of Dockweiler State Beach issued this past Wednesday will remain in place. Swimmers and surfers should avoid discharging storm drains and the Biona Creek outfall at Playa del Rey. Meantime, they have lifted the warning for the World Way extension of Dockweiler after testing determined the water quality level met state standards. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, get more news at laist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.